Diner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, here we are. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday night edition of the program Uncensored Radio Free America, one of the few programs in America that is still uncensored. And we hope it will stay that way for some time to come. But we know the reality, and we know the forces of Satan and his minions are busily attempting to put an end to that freedom, and they will find a pretext. And the American people someday will just step in line for peace and safety, right? Well, that's what the scripture tells us. They will join in on the chorus. Protect me from the terrorists. And little Mr. Chertoff and his skullcap there, of course, to the rescue, telling us all that we must be protected. And the best way to do that is what George Bush and Dick Cheney and, of course, John McCain have so readily advocated, and that is trying people without the benefit of being assembled before a body of your peers, a jury, in a lawful court ceremony. No more habeas corpus, no more of the Bill of Rights, no more of those little pesky things like the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment and Sixth. Just try them and pick them up off the streets because they said something wrong or did something wrong, and just put them to death, that's all. After all, they are part of the Al-Qaeda movement. And we know that Al-Qaeda means business, and they never cease trying to destroy our country, and neither does George Bush. So, anyway, that's my preamble tonight. That's my preamble because we are going to be joined by none other than the other half of Paul Revere, and that, of course, is Patrick Henry, Scott Smith, of the Scott Smith Militia, I call him, from the state of Massachusetts. And let us see if Scott has called us yet. Is he on the line? He is on the line, Manny? All right. Let's say hello to Scott Smith. Hello there, Patrick.
Brother Rick, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Patrick Henry. I almost called you Patrick Kennedy. Almost called you Deval Patrick, the governor.
Oh, no,
I didn't mean it.
Let's not go there. Rick,
I'm sorry.
Please. How's
Accept
everything
my
with
apologies.
You? How's everything
Very
with
well.
You?
Very
good.
Well, Scott.
Good.
And it's good to hear you again. And we just saw you recently as we tape our TV programs together locally in the New England area. So it's nice to have you back because, as you know, there's never a shortage of things that you and I can talk about, and there are many things tonight that we will engage in conversation over, including, by the way, this story about candidate who he calls himself the candidate for president of the Republican Party, and that's John McCain. John McCain is the son of Cain, and I know you will have some words to say about him and what he, of course, has tirelessly given his great efforts toward destroying the Constitution or what's left of it. So I know you will have much to say when we return, but I see the clock telling me, Scott, we got to take that first break. When we come back, we will we'll join you and we'll toss these ideas around tonight. Okay, good to have you. Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, and Scott Smith, also aboard tonight on the program, and we welcome your calls during the hour as well. We'll be back in 3 minutes to kick off the program. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-362-5848. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are. We are. And Scott, welcome back, Scott Smith. And hey, Scott, you've done a lot of research into the background of this this John McCain character, and how he, of course, is the number one man right now of the Israeli Knesset in America and American politics, and they are moving mightily behind him to get him in the White House, that is, for the scheduled election in November. Now, John McCain took aim today at the, quote, liberal majority in the Supreme Court's Gitmo decision yesterday. And here I am, someone who considers himself right of center, right wing, libertarian, conservative, freedom loving. Here I am agreeing with the likes of someone as vile and degenerate as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And yet, as I've said so often, Scott, that broken clock is right twice a day. Now, this decision, I thought, and I'm sure you probably had time to digest some of it, had to do with the administration's ability to launch this new violation of the U.S. Constitution because of this so-called war of terror and this illegal war in Afghanistan as well as Iraq.
Well, Rick, we have preemptive strikes.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have renditions and torture, and our Attorney General of the United States can't get it through his head that torture is torture, and all of these things are fine. And I believe that the decision today will one day come to the aid of many Americans. I mean, you know, to just take somebody, throw them in jail, not let anybody know you've done that. I mean, how much of a terrorist activity is that?
Well, and not only that, but here the Constitution, Bush said, doesn't apply to people anywhere else but here in the United States, as if he believes it does here, and says that if people happen to be in a group that is, quote, a threat to our occupying forces in that country that are there illegally, we still somehow have this authority to pick them up en masse, throw them in Gitmo, of course, outside of the United States and yet U.S. territory, by definition of the court, and suggest that they can be tortured and they can be given deprivation and can be held for 5, 6, 10, 20, 30 years, whatever it takes, you know, to make a decision to how to deal with them.
The leadership of the United States has become the strong arm of the Jewish international gangsters that go ahead and control the world. They just use America, mm-hmm. our best and brightest young Americans who have nothing but patriotism in their hearts.
Yes.
Use them as the bullies of the world to go and spread whatever kind of devilish antichrist theocracy they have in store for the rest of the world. And, you know, our boys are dying instituting the devil's plan.
And John McCain is right there to do the devil's work, huh?
Absolutely. He, you know, I saw him standing at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem with Lieberman, and I say to myself, well, there's the Jewish mob, and there's the front for the Jewish mob. You know, mm-hmm. Lieberman being the Jewish mob and McCain being the front for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all you have to do is look into John McCain's history.
Yes.
Of marrying a Jewess who was deeply involved and inherited her multi-$200 million estate from her gangster father, who did 5 years in prison and received that mm-hmm. distributorship yep. as a result of his prison term for the biggest bookie in the country, who set up the first countrywide booking establishment out of Phoenix. His name was Kemper Marley,
yep.
who was the first lieutenant for Gus Greenberg, Greenbaum, I'm sorry, who took over for Meyer Lansky after he whacked out Bugsy Siegel. And this all comes from the Jew Bronfman, who was bringing in all kinds of illicit drugs at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys are gangsters. They set up Nevada. They're into gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And they've turned our financial markets into nothing more than a Vegas gambling house that's rigged.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why people are suffering with $5 a gallon diesel fuel. Half of it, more than half of it, is nothing more than speculation, fraud, and extortion by these international banksters, who are mainly Jewish people. You know, the goy they have in the front are their sacrificial pawns that, you know, they can just lose those guys. Not a big deal.
And it's interesting that the name of Phil Graham comes up once again, former Senator Phil Graham of
Texas. Absolutely. I left him out, didn't I?
Yes, because he is a very integral part of this campaign for John McCain, and he was instrumental in beginning this process of opening up, deregulating the markets to the point where here we have a fractional reserve system that's illegal to begin with, a Federal Reserve system. So out of all of this now came this growth industry of derivatives and of course, hedge funds. And tell us a little bit about how Phil Graham was instrumental in that, and now he's playing a very key part in John McCain's campaign.
Right. As far as I understand right now, Phil Graham is the brain behind, Liz Cheney is the brain behind Bush. Phil Graham's the brain behind whatever economic program that McCain's going to come out with. And Phil Graham, before leaving the Senate, and I believe it was in the year 2000, in December of 2000, attached a few hundred pages of deregulation on the Future Commodities Trading Commission, the CFTC, who's responsible for regulating the futures markets in this country. Mm-hmm. Phil Graham totally deregulated them by adding a small number of pages, 262 small, law to an 11,000-page omnibus bill in the middle of the night before they went on, Christmas recess.
That sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it? Huh?
Right.
Like the Federal Reserve establishment.
This is how they do this kind of thing. And it's taken the last 5 or 6 years for these racketeering so-called investment banks to manipulate the market to the point where they're practically in total control of not only the futures market, but the actual commodities that make up the futures market. And never before have the investment banks been in physical possession of, and shouldn't be. And, they're hoarding, and this was all, actually, a lot of this was brought forth by John Stadtmiller, right on his National Intel report on RBN, where it's practically one of the last sources you can get truth in the whole country. John brought it up, I think it was a week and a half ago Tuesday, a week this past Tuesday ago, on his program with
Chapman.
Bob Chapman.
Yeah.
And he had the him play a clip from a C-SPAN program where the Jew, I believe his name is Michael Greenberger. He was Maryland law professor and a former CFTC commissioner who was in charge of markets and trading, and he really blasted Phil Graham, the CFTC, and the whole thing as a fraud and extortion and just beyond the comprehension. We people are being screwed by these international Jewish bankers every time they pull up to the pump for $2.50 to $3 a gallon, and these people are taking the money, they're buying more of the product, hoarding the product, and not allowing it to come to market. And this individual, the law professor Michael Greenberger, said that Morgan Stanley, the investment bank, is hoarding heating oil in New England and continues to stockpile it and not let it enter the market, which is raising the prices and devaluating the dollar, and they're taking this whole country down.
I mean, it is so inestimable and so incredible to see this kind of control through government, and by allowing them to gain this access over the United States or the people of this country, and really and truthfully, they have no idea. The average person has no idea exactly what is being done to them behind the scenes by these key, powerful, mega bank billionaire totalitarian socialist Keynites and what they are doing to our people. It is absolutely beyond comprehension for the average person.
It's rape and pillage without a gun. And they are leeches to the country, and we need to do something about it. I mean, this stuff was talked about by Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King, but the original Martin Luther. You know, his "Be on your guard against the Jews," he says.
And Ben Franklin.
And Ben Franklin.
And the Keynites. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, now
be on your guard.
John McCain says, "Let's torture," and he was a man who, he spent some time in a prisoner of war camp being tortured, we're told. And interesting, coming from McCain and his puppet
masters. So we're told.
Yes, so we were. All right, we'll be back in just 3 minutes with more Rick and Scott.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And we don't doubt that at all. Okay, I'm Rick Adams, Scott Smith with me. As my guest and co-host tonight on the program, we're talking a little bit about these little stooges that are running for the office of president. And, you know, Scott, it goes to show you the cumulative effect of how you can build the blocks. You know, building blocks, little children play with them, and, you know, you see how they put one on top of another and on top of another. And, you know, before you know it, you've got a symbol, you've got a structure. Well, that's the way it was with 9/11. When 9/11 happened in America, and George Bush, you know, said, you know, that he saw the planes hit the Twin Towers before anybody else saw anything, and was reading a children's book upside down in a Florida classroom, we knew that something was wrong, and we knew that what would follow 9/11 would be even more injurious and dangerous to our body politic than anything that happened on that day. And sure enough, we had the so-called USA Patriot Act, the blueprint for control and for abolishing the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and all of what we're seeing now being challenged in court with Gitmo and so forth. We saw that it took a 9/11 to create an atmosphere of fear and hatred and of terror against the people of our country so that we would become captives of this elite globalist Zionist racist community.
Well, they do this all the time, Rick. I mean, this is something, this is part of their standard operating procedures. I mean, they did it with the Lusitania. They did it with Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. They do it every single day. They use their provocateurs to blow this up, to kill that, and they blame it on this one or that one, when in reality, this is a Jewish mob that's international in scope, that is ruthless, greedy, and, you know, they're just born killers. There's nothing to kill a non-Jew to them. The fingernail of one Jew is not worth 1,000 Palestinian lives. I mean, this comes right from their learned teaching rabbis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, this whole thing has been going on for so long that Martin Luther, again, I keep going back to Martin Luther because he really blasted these people in the 1600s. And, you know, he says things like, such a desperate, thoroughly evil, poisonous, and devilish lot are these Jews. And at the time it was 1,400 years, who for the past 1,400 years have been and still are our plague, our pestilence, and our misfortune. Now, I wish I had that kind of fluency of language and conciseness to come out with stuff like that. But, you know, he goes on to tell us to say, therefore be on guard against Jews, knowing that wherever they have their synagogues, nothing is found but a den of devils in which sheer self-glory, conceit, lies, blasphemy, and defaming of God and men are practiced most maliciously. And, you know, I can go on and on, but this is what every single American is up against. And one more thing from Martin Luther that really goes to the heart of the matter of where we are today. He goes on to say 600 years ago, moreover, they are nothing but thieves and robbers who daily eat no morsel and wear no thread of clothing, which they have not stolen and pilfered from us by means of their accursed usury. They live from day to day, together with wife and child, by theft and robbery, as arch thieves and robbers, in the most impenitent security. I mean, Martin Luther.
It sounds like it sounds almost like Jesus.
Well, pretty much, you brood of vipers, you sons of the devil.
Yep. Jesus told them who they were, and he said, "Thou art not Jews, and you're not children of Abraham. You say you are, but you are not." He identified them as children of Cain, children of the devil himself, and said that ye are of your father, who in that garden, of course, helped to impregnate Eve and create this being that, of course, we see the result of, the progeny of Cain and Esau and Edom.
Right.
And we see that tribe today claiming to be Jews, claiming to be Israelites, actually, when in fact they are the enemies of Israel, true Israel in the flesh, which is what our people are.
And what did they say? They said to him, how can you say that to us? For we can trace our ancestry all the way back.
And what did Jesus say?
Oh, no. No, no, no. And he said, if you were Abraham's seed,
you would not?
Yes, you would not
seek,
be persecuting me. You would know who I am.
And not seek to kill me.
Uh-huh.
And that was the key. And for that, of course, they became so enraged that they sought to do exactly that and have him killed, and they did.
Right.
And that was the false charge before Pilate, that he was an insurrectionist and he was a troublemaker seeking to overthrow the government, when in fact just the opposite was true. Oh, my. All right, we're opening up quite an historical envelope here. Scott Smith and Rick Adams, Patrick Henry, and, yes, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIT card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal. Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we're back now, and I just want to remind you that you may have heard one of RBN sponsors' commercials, Cartavite. This product is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. If you're having health problems, you're getting tired, you're worn down, then you need Cartavite. And Cartavite is important because it does support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's an all-natural product. So visit the sponsor today, www.heartdrop.com, or call 877-928-8822 and mention RBN. And also, I mentioned the other night, before we get back to Scott and callers, that, I have just about reached the point where I am ready now to start selling the DVD that we have been producing for the last couple of years or so on World War II, The Untold Story, America's Legacy of Betrayal, and how that whole tragedy unfolded, and beginning, of course, with World War I into II, and how we managed to be kidnapped or foreign policy hijacked by the international gangsters, and the result, of course, was enslavement. And I am going to start taking, Monday night perhaps, orders from people who have their own particular websites and would like to begin to order a few copies to sell at a retail price before I start offering them myself. One reason is I don't have my own website, and I don't really want a website, to be perfectly honest with you. So many people have them, and frankly, I think it's overkill. I just do the program, and I did this documentary, which I would love to be able to, again, get people educated on, 75 minutes long, and hosted by me in dedication to the memory of Dan Smoot, who for years exposed the New World Order and the CFR and the, you know, the whole, you know, overview of internationalism and interventionism. So, in any event, that will be something we will further discuss Monday night. If you wish to inquire about the package at wholesale, then you may write to me, Rick458@Cox.net. Rick458@Cox.net. But now we're back with Scott Smith, who, of course, as you know, is from Massachusetts. I'm from Rhode Island, and we get together quite often to do our TV program. Here's one for you, Scott, just to point out just how militarized we are becoming in America today in the name of fighting against these enemies that we have all over the world now, and of course they are all wrapped up in Al-Qaeda by George and company. It's new military trucks are the most recent addition to the Providence Police Department's fleet of vehicles. The two cargo trucks are expected to be used during extreme weather conditions, natural disasters, and other emergencies, Scott. Peter Gaynor, yes, head of the Providence EMA, Emergency Management Agency, says these trucks are all-purpose vehicles. The trucks were acquired for the police department and the EMA free of charge through a military surplus program and were painted for free by students in East Providence. Now, isn't that wonderful that we are getting all psyched up to have these military vehicles start parading around our streets just in case we
need some? Sure we are, Rick. They're going to be stopping the vibrations coming out of your mouth.
Come on. These are, I mean, that couldn't possibly be a natural disaster.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, for the people who own these trucks.
Oh, my. Yeah, but it's all about peace and safety, you know.
Sure it is. That's why they have those.
You want to have peace and safety, don't you?
Absolutely.
What could be better than peace and safety?
Let's get rid of the criminals.
Then absolutely.
We'll have peace and safety until we get rid of the criminals.
You mean the thought crime criminals and the free speech criminals?
Yeah.
Like you and me?
Yes. We need to get rid of all the criminals.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess that democracy, if the people say it's okay, democracy says go ahead and do it, right?
Gang rape. Why not?
Mr. Bush says we are a what? We are a free and democratic country under his stewardship, and because of it, we are protected and we are defended at the homeland level. How's that?
Rick, we have never been under the amount of slavery and degradation ever in our entire history as we are under right now, economically, spiritually, truth-wise, in every way imaginable. These people are doing nothing but break down our culture, our way of life, and, you know, and extorting all of the value that is available that we've worked for by the sweat of our brow. They're taking from us like taking candy from a little baby sitting in their crib.
But you see, now, we've all been conditioned in America today to accept the idea that the government will take care of us if we just surrender our liberties and give up our freedoms just a little bit, and then maybe a little more, whatever it takes to make us safe and to keep us away from Al-Qaeda. And you wouldn't want the boogeyman to come in and take that, would you?
Absolutely not. The Lubavitch, they're pushing this Al-Qaeda thing so that we can go and create wars all over the world for their ultimate rule in all aspects of our life. The Shabbat Lubavitch.
The Shabbat Lubavitch sect, huh?
That is the eyes and tongue of the serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's them.
Mm-hmm. And where will they be headquartered?
Right out of Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
and they've set up their co-rabbinical council in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
They've also begun setting up the 71-member Sanhedrin that has to be reconvened in order mm-hmm. for the temple to be established.
Mm-hmm.
They've also gone ahead and unilaterally declared themselves co-heirs in the Russian country.
Mm-hmm.
And this Shabbat Lubavitch is a real devilish serpent that is going to constrict and has been and will continue until somebody stops him. I mean, you look at Eli Fleischer, you look at half of the people who are involved in all of this stuff, they're all beholden to this Lubavitch, Hasidic, devilish, Talmudic movement. It's mm-hmm. terrible. I'm tired of it myself.
I'm glad you brought it up because it needs to be talked about more and more. And you know what happens when you start talking about it.
Oh.
You begin to see the handwriting on the wall, don't you?
I get to see the handwriting in the air.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
But,
well, let's do this. We've got some callers on the line already.
Wonderful.
Would like to speak to you, and excellent. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And one of them is on the line from France, and I think you know who it is. It's Daryl from France. Let's put him up. Hello there, Daryl.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Scott. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, Daryl. How are you?
I got your email. Thanks for sending it.
How many emails have I sent you?
Just one the other day.
In how long?
Well, it's been a while. How have you been over there?
Your whole life, right? That's the first one?
Yeah, that's a change.
Right. How long has it been since we talked?
Oh, quite a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just working.
I know.
I'm a busy guy working.
I've been following your work, and hopefully it'll start bearing some fruit.
And it has.
David says he loves you, by the way.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Hey, Dave, I'll tell you something. The things in Europe are coming to a head here. People are fed up, and they know a lot more about this than the Americans do. They're better informed. They've seen what these people have done to them over generations, and there's a core group of probably 20% of the European population who remembers their history. And unlike America, they don't have the control mechanism quite as firmly in place, and the Europeans are balking. And
How'd they institute the European Union then if they don't have as much control over this?
They keep cheating into place, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. If you talk to somebody here and you say that it's Zionist Judaism that is the present and can, you know, form of crime wave here, which is basically the new name they gave themselves after Herzl.
Theodore, the father of Zionism, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the 20% of the population here knows it's true, and they don't. And not only that, they can actually add a little info to the discussion when you say it.
Well, they've been going through it, Daryl. The people of Europe have been going through this for 10 times longer than the people of the United States. We're only, you know, you're talking 2,000 years of history where we only have 200, so they got 10 times the experience.
Is that why they
got.
Have hate speech laws in many of these countries in Europe?
They do, but it's getting harder. We got a guy in Germany here, mm-hmm. a British guy, who has decided to sue the German government for forcing him to bear false witness.
Right. Right,
and that's just the beginning because here in France, there are people standing up everywhere. We've got a large Algerian population, and you all know, anybody who's looked into this knows, that the Arabs are just the patsies for these people. And the Arab community here, you know, has been standing by being just pummeled by this group. Well, more and more of them are standing up and being heard, and it's getting harder for these people to stop the chorus. We're getting through, and
The same thing's happening here in America. You know, people don't verbalize it, but when it is brought into the scope of conversation, they know. So people here also understand because we're paying for this stupidity, you know, and so. People all over the world are beginning to catch on. When your pocket, every time you reach into your pocket and you're pulling up rabbit ears,
mm-hmm.
you start saying, who is in my pocket?
That's right. And this is what's going on. The problems in the economy in Europe are identical to America. They've inflated the money supply in mm-hmm. Europe just like they have in America.
18-20%, yeah.
Well, except that you're worried about $4 a gallon gas. How about I pay $8 here?
Oh,
gallon.
Nice.
Yeah,
and
isn't that sweet?
Yeah, and counting, right?
And counting.
Well, now they're telling us, so they've psyched us up here, Daryl, to accept the idea of the sky is the limit as far as fuel prices are concerned. They're already telling us that, food riots and rationing may be the inevitable result. But don't worry about it. John McCain has a plan. Remember now, he has a plan for all of this.
Well,
And so does Obama. So,
and that's the other side of the whole thing, I think, is... They're panicking. I'm sure of this. I'm smelling fear in these people.
Uh-huh.
I went to pick up a friend in Paris who was visiting, and while they were taking a nap after their trip, I was in a cafe and I got visited by two Mossad agents, and they told me that somebody was going to come to my farm and poison me. And the last guy that came here. He left this place with actually a few shots going out at him. I'm not a weakling here. I fight back.
Does that sound like the Daryl you know, Scott?
Don't give him a machine gun, all right?
Oh, my.
All right, well, that's all I'm telling you. But anyway.
The funniest thing is, they took...
Daryl, let me ask you a question. Who first told you about this group?
Well, you in a conversation we had, you did some years
ago. How long ago was that?
Oh, it's about 7 or 8, more than that, 10 years maybe. Ten years ago.
You've come a long way in a short time. That's what I wrote in the email, right?
Well, the information coming out of these books that I've put up there is historically tested. And those books have been hidden, Scott. You hadn't seen them. Nobody had.
Some of them, that's right.
Now, that's on your website, right,
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what is it, IamTheWitness.com?
Yeah, well, they're going to make that illegal soon, but the fact is...
I want you to note that already over here, I told a bank employee to Google your website. You can't get it on the banks. You're considered a terrorist website.
All filtered out, huh?
I'm filtered out of Canada. I'm filtered out of Germany. I'm filtered out of Russia. I'm the most filtered guy around, but the fact is that the books themselves, this is one of the things I'd like everybody to know. I want everyone to go to this website and download those things and change the URL on my files.
Okay.
Put anything you want on there. Put Joe's corner store, but the information needs to stay out there because they are going to shut me down. There's no doubt about it. They have to because I'm too viral for them. But the people like Nesta Webster, who knew the story, and people like this guy Archibald Maul Ramsey, when you read this book that he wrote, you can't believe the depth of knowledge and the names he gives and the people he gives. There's no other work like these people.
Right, and that's why they call it research, because a lot of your work, which is excellent, has already been done. And we're just bringing it back into the light of day so that people have the information they need. You know, in my business, I always say new information for a new decision.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that these international gangsters don't want is information in the hands of people who might use it. So they're going to do everything that they can, including snuffing you out and carrying us away or doing whatever they want to Rick Adams and whatever, whoever, stands in their way of world domination and tyranny, they're going to take us out. Either.
I'm ready to go. Ready to go, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other side of it. Come on. I've already lived way past where I thought I'd get. So this is gravy.
At this point in my life, I have very little to lose. Hey, listen, Daryl, we got to move along for other call. But thanks for calling the show.
Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Literally
and
figuratively. All right. Thank you. Isn't that nice, Scott, huh?
Yeah, it was nice. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Your efforts pay off now, Scott. All right. Let's talk to Jimmy in Texas. I think he's on the line next. Hello, Jimmy.
Yes, personally, what rights have you all lost since 9/11? How has your life been affected since 9/11? What are you not free to do anymore that you claim that you weren't free before?
That's an excellent question, and I think we're going to have to answer that question. I don't know that we have a lot of time, but let me defer to Scott first of all. Go ahead, Scott.
The bottom line is they've run roughshod over habeas corpus.
So personally, what's different for you personally? How has your life changed?
Well,
how have they affected your rights?
See, the full implementation of the program is not complete yet, but I can tell you that where I go and where I speak out, where I talk, we've had people trying to shut us down on TV and on radio, and they're told as long as we still have a First Amendment that they cannot do that yet. However, I think you remember a general who, what's his name, Tommy Franks, said one more attack and the Constitution is totally suspended. So if you want to hang on, Jimmy, hey, we got a break. Can you hang on?
Okay.
We'll be right back to fully answer your questions. Scott Smith and Rick Adams, the dynamic duo of RBN, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we're back now, not much time, with our caller Troy here, who wants to know, Scott, exactly how you've been impacted by the 9/11 so-called reforms and the anti-terror threat. Have you lost any freedoms?
Scott Smith?
Rick, I think my Fourth Amendment to the Constitution has been totally eradicated out of the out of the book. And I think if Troy asked Ernst Zundel how he felt about what's going on, and just the simple fact, Troy, that they could come to my house, come into my house without a warrant, pick me up, rendition me to Egypt, torture me, then bring me to Guantanamo and throw me in Guantanamo and not give me the light of day or any recourse. That's what they've done.
And were it not, Scott, for the Supreme Court's intervention here in this case on appeal, this, of course, wouldn't even exist. Now, as I said, the general made the statement. Tommy Franks made the statement. One attack anywhere in the country, another 9/11, we shut down the whole Constitution. And remember, when that happens, there will be no Supreme Court. There will be no Congress. They'll be sent home. It'll be George Bush, and it'll be the executive branch under the plenary powers that will just completely take over every part of your life. Then you will see exactly what we mean when we say 9/11 tyranny. Thank you. Doug in Texas is next. Hello, Doug.
Well, a dynamic duo. This is a somewhat less than dynamic solo. Y'all wasted quite a bit of pearl on the last swine that called. But
well, that's Troy calling as Jimmy. You know, he just couldn't resist. But they do
Doug,
let them
you know
call
I was gonna
from
tell
the
him?
Institutions, you see. Yes.
Doug, I was going to tell him that if I was in charge that and under the laws of Bushy here that I'd have to come pick him up.
Right.
I think you'd like to do more than pick up a few, though. You've been practicing again on the range there, Scott, have you?
I always do, yeah.
Amen. And I know you always end every program. You and Doug are great, particularly on this issue. Buy bullets, buy guns, buy food, buy right. more bullets, buy more guns, buy more food, right?
Bullets are more important than food, I'd say.
Well, you got to have both. But without the bullets, the food's going to be meaningless, I guess, right?
Well, that's right, because, you know, I tell people, buy food, get yourself some silver, and they do. And then they come in, and I say, hey, how you making out with your silver, and how you making out with your food and everything? They say, oh, good, I got this, I got that. And
survival
then,
kit, yeah.
And then you know what I tell them, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I tell them, I'm going to come with my gun and just take it
food.
All when I need it. So you better get yourself armed.
Right. And I just want to thank you, Rick, for having Scott on there because he completely straightened me out because I was under the impression that the Antichrist Jewish supremacists were the good guys.
You
and
were?
Then, yeah, and then I listening to Scott, I kind of had second thoughts about that.
Well, I suppose
I'm
if
considering
you
it now.
Well,
wow, Doug, this program's already over. I can't even believe it, Rick.
Holy
I know mackerel,
it.
Man.
Oh, my goodness, we could go for another day.
Time for me. Hey, Doug, I love you. I listen to you, and I love you, and God bless you, brother.
God bless all y'all.
Thank you, Doug. Keep your pistols high. All right, Scott,
thank you
again. And welcome back to the program. It's good to have you. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Amen.
And God bless everybody out there in America. And pray for the people in the Midwest going through the floods right now. They need our help.
Amen. Thank you. And everyone, we'll see you, Lord willing, Monday night for next edition of the program. Rick Adams for Scott Smith. Good night and Yahweh bless.